άποβα από εντίον.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you everyone for joining us here tonight on IQ On Air. How are we all today in the studio, people?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm great. Beautiful.
I am so happy to welcome back two of our beautiful panelists from last time.
That's
Katerina
right.
Fatupaito and Kara Sefuiva. Now, we are going to open up with a gratitude round. And I would like to start off by going to my left. And on my left is Mataniu Whengai Maleata Manga Lei. Gratitude round. What are you grateful for today, this week, this month? What would you like to share?
I want to give a shout out to the people at the PCP, Papatoetoe Centennial Pools. Yesterday, took my family there just because I need to get back into fitness.
Nice.
And because the last time we were together with my sisters here, they talked about the Warren of Fitness. Mm-hmm. So the pools are my friend. I loved being there at the pools. Everyone there is so friendly. And the spa is just amazing. Those bubbles, those warm, that was just really yum yums for me.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mataniel.
Welcome.
All the people at the Papatoetoe Centennial Pools. Katerina.
Tala for love, everybody. I'm grateful for. Well, I actually, my birthday was on Tuesday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, 46.
Wow.
46 looking 21
on earth.
Beautiful.
So I'm grateful to be abled body and I'm grateful to be here and still doing what I'm doing.
Amen.
Thank you, Katerina. Beautiful. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, tala love for everybody. What am I thankful for? So many things to be thankful for. I am thankful for the many faces that have come through my home this week that have all brought something refreshing, an anecdote, a joke, a moment of needing to share wisdom, an exercise, a cake, a yam. Those galore leaves, thank you, Anna. Bless your soul. It's been a wonderful week of people, sharing with people. It's so good to be here with the Talanoa Beauty Queens again.
Beautiful.
What a beautiful week that sounds like. Thank you, Kara. As for me, I would like to express how grateful I am to our IQ Talanoa Queens, our beautiful Indigenous Queens who heeded the call. We had a IQ Tautua call for help yesterday where one of our queens was in need of some furniture and bedding and other things for the home. Mm. We put a notice out on our Facebook page, and within a couple of hours we had offers for a fridge. And it was a beautiful fridge.
Lua, wow.
Thank you so much. We had a beautiful queen go over and drop off a lot of cutlery, plates and kitchen things. Audrey Fakte Lava.
What a blessing.
We had our beautiful queen, Lualima, offer a queen-size bed. How cool is that? Now, because the family already had beds, Lualima's going to hold it for another family. But thank you, darling. And Millie, our beautiful Queen Millie, has also offered some beautiful things for this family. And many others have also sent through their prayers and their love. So thank you to the generous and beautiful hearts of our queens who were able to donate. And for those who just prayed for this family and sent love and beautiful wishes, thank you so much. What a beautiful community we are in. So the IQ Talanoa topic for tonight, where's our drum roll? It's not Valentine's Day because
what's love got to do with it?
Now, I'd like our beautiful panel just to give a little background introduction on themselves. And we're going to start on the right hand of, on the right side of me is Kara. Kara, what would you like us to know about your beautiful self?
I'm a Virgo.
I love that.
I'm going to be repping the 50 to 55-year-old Talanoa Queens.
Nice.
And I am a professional divorcee of 15 years. Wow. I had to add that up just before we did this. 15 years.
So you have your PhD.
I know,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do.
And a lot of other things have been regained, certified. So I'll be representing our category.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank
Fantastic.
You,
Fantastic.
Okay, so Katerina. I am actually representing, let's just say mid-40s, shall I say
yep,
that?
Yeah, mid-40s.
Single. Love to mingle. I'll try and mingle.
Love it.
I've been single for a while now. And just kind of not actually actively going out to look, but I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out, just struggle a bit in terms of meeting somebody. Not that I'm actually, you know, out there. I think there's some work that I need to do on my part to put myself out there. No children, and I'm in the fitness industry as well as in the arts.
And you can tell just looking at her.
Oh,
she's just magnificent.
Stunning. Sexy queen.
I had a can of fizzy the other day. Okay, and then that's just basically it, really.
Thank you, Katerina. Beautiful.
But we're allowed to cheat on the, especially as a zero sugar thing one. Yeah, that's good.
It's all about balance.
Yes.
Like subtly. This topic. You need to have that.
Matani, is there something you'd like
to
share?
Yes. Okay. I'm in my almost 50s. So I've been married for 22 years.
Nice.
Married one time. Yes. I won't, don't need to share about the other ones. But I have four kids. Four of them, two boys and two girls. I was fortunate to, I actually had to leave this rock to find my significant other.
Your Johnny Lincoln?
Yes, that one. So we married in Hawaii. We lived in Samoa for a bit. And then we're here now in Aotearoa, raising the kids, because there's no better place than Aotearoa to raise a family. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Thank you, Mataniel. And I want to testify to Mataniel's husband, Veli. He is the most beautiful man. Veli, you deserve a gold medal. Enough said. Okay, so I put up a call on our IQ Talanoa Facebook page for questions about our Talanoa today. And our queen sent through some really cool and interesting questions. So what we're going to do, so that we get through as many of the questions as we can, I'm going to ask my panel to, starting with Kara, pick a number, and then you tell me your number, and I will tell you the corresponding question. You will answer it, and then if the other panelists would like to contribute, let's go, girl. So what number did you pick first, Kara?
I've got number six.
Number six.
Number six.
Lucky number six.
Number six question. How do you know when you're in love? How do you know when you're in love? Take it away, Kara.
Okay. When I first fell in love, I was in my teens. I was a young adult. And my brain got up and left.
Where did it go?
The door. It left, went to the airport. It didn't come back for a very long time.
No.
I tell you, all sense left. Left. And it was
all logic.
You know, salivating and dribbling. And it was starry-eyed and... Yep, went absolutely off kilter.
Wow.
And that was falling in love for me the first time.
Oh. Mm. Well, as a young person,
as a young
teenager.
Adult, so pre-20.
My goodness.
Would you like to contribute, ladies?
Else like to
Anyone
pre-20.
Else would like to? I love that, Kara. Thank you.
For me, it's sleepless nights, really. Up all night talking, texting, that type of thing, and then going to work the next day. I think that
blood
kind of
eyes,
feeling,
not
you know,
even
where you can do anything.
Oh!
I can be up all night talking to you, my darling, and then I'm going to go to work and not even feel tired. And
not
that kind of bulletproof kind of feeling that we nothing can, you know.
Wow.
Like the mind leaving.
That sounds like a song, Katerina. Bulletproof,
that
I love
made
it.
Me love. She texting.
Oh.
We didn't have mobiles.
That's right.
Actually,
that
no.
Age.
I mean,
that
was, so I started. Oh, okay. So phone calls, waiting by the phone. You know those.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. And then write letters.
Yeah.
Also, you know, writing little notes and then popping them in his desk. This was in
the goodness.
And with the bubble gum, hubba bubba.
Gorgeous.
Save that.
Oh my goodness.
And then just watch his reaction and then kind of him looking around and that's kind of. Yeah, different stages for me.
Absolutely. In terms of, I love it.
Wow. Okay, so for myself, it would be, because I love to scribble and write, it would be my name and then his last name over and over. So, like, the teacher sitting at the front would be thinking, wow, Tracy's working really hard on her schoolwork, when really it's five pages of Tracy and the last name. And I went through that. Yes, like, I mean, I just remember Stallone all the time because I was so in love with Sylvester. Yes. I still am, but that was me. That was when I was in love. It was me and the last name of whoever the guy I was loving at the time.
Tracy Stallone.
Wow, what amazing and so relatable experiences you have shared. Whoever sent me that question, I hope this has helped you.
Yes.
Now we're going to move on. That was beautiful. Katerina, do you have a number,
sorry,
honey?
Here I am. Oh, number seven.
Number seven,
everyone.
That we tried to. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Listen very carefully. It's whole paragraph.
Oh, my. Okay, right. Notes,
A, B, or the above.
Ngala, yeah. My mother-in-law is okay, and we get on okay most of the time, but she always wants us to get together, or she just turns up to our place whenever she wants and expects me to have food already cooked and ready to serve her. If there's no food, she just starts cooking something to feed her son. I planned a romantic weekend away for Valentine's, but my mother-in-law made my husband promise he would be here this weekend to take her to church because of something happening there. And I wasn't even invited. I can't be mad at him because I know he's being a good son. But sometimes I think he enjoys all the attention from his mother. I can't help thinking sometimes that I'm in the way or something. Mm-hmm. Am I overreacting? It's like I have no privacy in my own home. Like when his mother comes over, I come second in my husband's eyes. Mm-hmm. Katerina Fatupaito.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
what say you?
Do you want the real answer or do you want... No. thank you for the question.
Mm.
That's an interesting one. Oh. I'm going to phone a friend because my views on this very... Ooh. Yeah, let's just...
We can come back to you.
Yeah.
You're phoning a friend?
No, well, we can discuss as, you know, queens that are, you know, different opinions and mindset, because my mindset will be very different too.
And I can feel the pain just reading this.
I can
and she's written
a
whole paragraph.
My goodness.
Darling queen...
Wow.
Katerina's going to phone a friend on her left or right side.
I just feel sorry even more so for the son, to be honest. I mean, I know that it's all about, you know, come on, you know, girl power and all this stuff, but I think the hardest person besides the wife is the son, because he is torn between trying to keep both ladies happy and just satisfied, and making sure to keep... Yep. The peace, not that there is, I don't know if there's any tension or bisa, but I think trying to keep things at bay and more, and for him to control it, I don't know if
that's a really good
sense.
View. Yes.
So, not that I'm feeling sorry, but I'm much more, I think my alofa is going towards the husband in terms of how he's trying to juggle this.
Mm-hmm.
So much for wife, totally, but it's just... To be in the middle of that, and to have your mother, who, you know, is we are family people. We love our family, and family is everything to us. And you're starting a new life with someone else, and his new, you know, his other family, and it's just like he's on the fence about this. But
absolutely,
other queens could have a different opinion on that.
That's beautiful, Katerina. Mm. Ladies,
it's funny. This is funny. Because my Facebook feed for this week has had that program, I Love a Mama's Boy. Not saying that the lovely husband involved is a mama's boy, but these programs involve different cultures.
Yeah.
Like opposing cultures coming together and you know, there's only one son.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm not too sure about the family makeup.
Mm-hmm.
This
there's no other
question.
Yes.
But I would think I've been a mother-in-law. I am a mother-in-law. I think I'm very fair with my daughter-in-laws. I esteem them to be individuals. Perhaps, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation. Change the way you have been conversing. I mean, if you're feeling put out, you're going to look put out. You're going to not participate as often.
Mm.
But if you can find our time or plan our time to sit down and just have gentle words. Or, you know, always aim for a loofer and gentle words, and don't take the animosity. Kind of think about it. Think about, you know, where you're situated. You're married. There's obviously lots of love for you. You've got love to give a mother-in-law. A mother-in-law's got love for you. Aim for that.
Mm.
Aim for a better relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Have the talk.
Mm.
Yeah. Watch that program, I Love a Mama's Boy.
Oh, I have not seen it either.
Thank you, Cara, for your recommendation.
My Facebook.
Beautiful answers from Katerina and Cara. Neil, do you want to bring something in?
Yeah, I am not yet a mother-in-law, but I know I've got four kids that I'm going to have to prepare to be the mother-in-law. And I guess my point of view would be, boy, grow a pair and take care of the woman that you've taken in as your wife.
Totally.
Yes, your mother loves you and she's going to love you unconditionally, but your time with mother is over when, well, not really over, but you've got a woman in your life that you're going to live the rest of your life with, who will bear you children and give you the blessings of being a father. And mother will be the grandmother that will help you raise the children. But your wife has to be given the love and respect that she deserves. Otherwise, you could wake up one morning and, oh, my gosh, where's the woman gone? She's, you know, you got to love and cherish her. You married her for a reason. And she shouldn't be coming second. And if that ever happened to any of my girls, so that would not be a really nice relationship for me to see anyway.
Yeah.
But that's just how I'm feeling about what's happening in this family. And, darling, if you're out there, know that you're not alone, because I know a lot of people would probably not want to ask that kind of question. And yet they live in that situation not knowing how to ask for help or how to approach it. I mean, obviously you want to do it with a loofer, because you don't want to get a fussy after you try to have those loving words with mother-in-law and she's like, and you don't finish a sentence. But ideally it's your husband has to stand up and say, Mum, yes, I love you, but here is the woman that I've... And you even said she's okay to marry. So, you know, that kind of... However,
we hope.
Yeah, that's what Mama said. Very true.
Oh, beautiful. So we've had three beautiful contributions. Mine would be straight to Mama, Falong Mei. Mama, we know you adore, you love your son, but now you have a new daughter. So you have another person that you can love and adore. So, Mama, go take up a hobby. Go join Katerina at F45 at the Toy Toy. Mama, just, you know, focus this is your daughter. And I know your heart. It's hard to give up our boys, especially, you know, if you're a single mum. It's hard to give up your boy to another woman. But it sounds like she's been quite respectful in the way she sent this question. My mother-in-law is okay, and we get on okay most of the time. So, Mama, I hope you've been listening to these three amazing contributions and counsel, but baby, step back. Go and do your thing. It's your time to shine as an amazing mum who's raised this beautiful young man for this woman to care enough about to ask. So thank you so much. Any last ones before we move on?
No, that's...
Yeah.
I love how all the responses come from different viewpoints. Thank you, ladies. Okay, Neil, what number are you?
I'm number five.
Number five.
Kerima.
Kerima. Do you believe in the one?
Wow.
That's the question here. Do you believe in the one?
Absolutely. I am, that's a really awesome question, sister, for asking. I'm going to answer yes, because I know my husband's listening. But more importantly, I had a specific list that I needed to have completed in order for me to identify the one. So I've told my kids this, and they crack up about it all the time. I mean, I don't. Hey, I'll share the list on
why
here.
Not? Why not?
So of my, and I only had three categories, and it was one, that he was a returned missionary of the church, and two, that he could cook, because I cannot cook to save myself.
She's speaking the truth. I even
burn noodles. You know that who does that? That's me. That I burn the noodles. And then on top of that, not only could he cook, but that he was a teddy bear, because my favorite toy growing up was a teddy bear. So I found that person. I had, like I said, I had to leave New Zealand to go across the seas, across the Big Moana, and found an RM that loved to cook and was a teddy bear. So he was the one. He fit all those three categories. And, yeah, he's going to say that I stalked him. So I guess in a way I did, because he fit those categories. So for me personally, and my checklist was all there, I found my one. So
beautiful. Yeah. So you believe that there is the one.
I believe, especially if in my mind I've already established what it's going to look like.
Absolutely.
What he would look like.
Yeah, because you had your checklist.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it was a simple one, you know, not like squeeds and squeeds of must be this, must be that. So maybe I'm simple-minded, but those three things really helped me get to...
Well, look, how many years later?
22.
There you go. My Lord, Neil. Did you want to open it up to your
sisters?
Yes,
definitely. I definitely want to shoot it out there.
The one. I thought I had the one. I'm not slighting my ex-husband, because we're quite good friends. We have a good relationship.
Mm.
And he might have been the one then.
Yes.
Because, again, I was pre-20s when I met him in high school. And we went on to be married, and the mortgage and all of that, and three kids.
And life, yeah.
And life. And then life happened. Mm. And he was no longer the one. So I would think what I had my heart set on then was based on a very not so good list.
Mm-hmm.
So I for the life I had then, I might have been looking for an escape. Mm-hmm. So Tall, Dark and Handsome, you throw that in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up probably not making the best choice. At that particular age, so I would have been 16. So at this age, I'm going to be a bit more picky the list for
the one,
the more suitable one. More suitable one.
I like that you said at that time,
yeah.
He was time,
the one. He was the one, also I thought.
Mm. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you, Cara.
That's really good insight.
It is.
That
thank
over
you.
Time it changes, eh?
It does.
Or you
does.
Change, you know, you grow in confidence, you grow in your knowledge gathering. And Katerina, did you want to?
They're the same as Cara. I had a list in my 20s, and each year I would write the same thing. And then when you reach a certain age and you go through life experience, yeah, you kind of cross off some of those things on the list because those things are not really the priority. And so I believe that there is somebody for you at a perfect at a time. So I like to believe it. I'm a bit for my opinion, and I don't want to kind of drag, you know, because love's supposed to be quite a happy thing, but I think for the experiences that I've been through, you know, been heartbroken and broken hearts too, because you know, just trying to navigate through how to dating. What do I do? How do I do this?
Absolutely.
Do I play this games and all these things? Don't call and wait for his call. Do I text? Those type of things, along with everything else, you know. So anyway, years change, times change, your taste in the quality of how you want to live your life changes.
Yes.
And so I think there is somebody for you at a certain time, when you're ready to receive it, or when you're open to certain things.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Because I love what Cara said about escaping.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, it, and you're not looking to say, oh, I want to escape. There are just sometimes certain times in your life where it's more attractive over here with this person here who's offering me something that makes me happy, whereas where I am now is not happy.
That's right.
But man, what? Look at the wisdom. Who needs Oprah? We love you, Oprah, but who needs you right now?
Might be a pay packet.
Yeah. That's really cool. Thank you, ladies. So, where's our bowl?
Oh, right back here.
We're back to Cara. What number are we on? This is really cool. Beautiful questions,
Can I just add something, though, before we do open the next question that Cara's now freaking out about? In believing that there is a one, I think individuals have to look at themselves first, you know, before you checklist somebody else. I was 26 when I met...
your one.
My one. But I'd also gone through thinking, oh, cool, I don't have to give it. Because I had the staunch, I'm just going to be me. I'm living in a new country. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to conquer Hawaii. I'm going to do everything that anybody would have done. Yeah, that's right. I had that mindset of, I need a man to complete me. I am amazing the way I am. But then I knew in the back of my mind that there was that list. And when he hit me in the face... like literally on the basketball court, that's where we met, then, you know, I couldn't deny it. So with that, I had to also check on myself and think, hang on, am I grown up enough to even be in this level? Am I ready to, my mindset wasn't, so I had to change myself to be there and to be willing to take that leap of faith and say, okay, I'll give you a chance. But, you know, hesitantly, and that's not something that would, as much as love makes you blind, makes you write names that aren't your names and, you know, you just lose your brain. But it's quite scary, and it's just that leap of faith that you have to do yourself first before I... that's just me, before checking it out on someone else.
Love it.
And then in saying that, you know, when you do write a list, and I've learned through many years, if this is the list that you want for your future companion, there's things that he's probably got a list too. And so I think, too, you need to work on yourself as well. You know, trying to kind of be open and receive certain things that are coming your way.
Right, it's a two-way thing.
Absolutely makes sense. Ladies, thank you. All right. Cara.
Hello. Ooh, number one.
So the question is Valentine's Day just a big fat marketed reminder for your significant other? Because we don't forget.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, my gosh. Valentine's Day when I was younger? What is all this chocolate stuff? Where are you now with all that chocolate?
Ate it all.
Yeah.
Still in the store waiting for you.
And it's probably a bugbear of mine about these American days. Yeah, I know who the saint is and all of that. I know the origin. How is it that you can't exercise that 365? You've got to have this one day.
Preach, girl.
This one day to throw your money. And then you go and teach it to the kids to throw their money at it. Yeah. Cat's probably looking at all the chocolate that's going in and out of the warehouse with all these cards and murdering flowers because you're not planting a tree. the commercialism of it all is ridiculous. Yeah. We know what love is when we bump into it, and when we've we've lived this long, you've got an idea of what love is, and it's not waiting for February 14th to roll around
exactly,
so that you can again
get declare
drunk and cry your eyes to cat like I'm going to.
I'll be waiting for your call
to get rid of the cellulite. Right. No, don't need it. Don't need it. You got 365 days.
Absolutely,
to exercise that love.
Ladies, did you want to add to what Cara
for me? Yeah, she did. Absolutely. I mean, that's the same with any really real holiday. You know, Christmas, don't wait till Christmas to fix and rebuild relationships. Don't wait till somebody's birthday to turn around and, you know, give them that.
Or free rolls too. You know, when you come together, they start to...
Don't get caught up. Don't get caught out on that one day.
It amazes me how many times I read on social media, you know, oh, I got nothing for Valentine's Day. He doesn't love me. He doesn't respect me. It's like, hold on. Is he working his butt off to pay the bills? Is he waking up, you know, when he needs to as a dad to take care of the babies? Is he? And yet on that one day, sometimes us women, Indigenous queens, sometimes we hold that as the standard of what a relationship is based around. Stop it.
It's not healthy. Doesn't help anyone.
And the question is it just a big, fat, marketed reminder for your significant other? Ooh. I think sometimes men need to be reminded.
Yeah.
And I'm not bashing men. It's from my own personal experience.
I'll bash the men because, yeah, they do need a reminder. They absolutely do.
Are you listening, Billy?
And so with that, it's good to see it, but it doesn't mean that if the posters are there covering a whole window, they'll still get the message. Nah, it has to still hit them in the face to say, hey, what'd you get me? No, it doesn't hurt to remind them gently. The nudge.
But 365, eh? Not just Valentine's Day. Mangaya, thank you for the questions. Okay, ladies. Katerina is going to open up your number.
Number four.
Okay.
I'm loving these questions.
This is a juicy question.
Cat gets all the good ones.
My partner is a real island guy and I love him. He works hard and is good to me and my family.
Okay, that's a tick.
But he says Valentine's Day is a waste of money. How can I change his mind without being too obvious? LOL.
Oh.
Lol? Is that you, lol? we've just spoken about, is it?
A big fat marketing reminder. But it sounds like this queen wants
needs
to,
that.
Yeah, she wants her husband to show a bit more
she'll
interest.
Show what is love.
What is love?
Oh.
Besides the posters and the TV commercials, he still doesn't get it.
Mm. But so how can I change his mind without being too obvious?
Talk to the kids and tell the kids. I think from my experience, I have a father as well. They're very, I think they're quite, it's not their thing.
Mm. Especially he's a typical island guy.
A
real island guy.
Yeah, and I think they don't believe in such things. Mm. This is just from my experience, guys.
Mm-hmm.
How would you
change his mind?
Okay, maybe talk to him. Maybe this is very important to me, babe.
Mm.
Will it be okay?
Peppy.
My sweetheart.
Yeah.
Please. If, you know, if I could make, so that, yeah, a bit of effort. I don't know, ladies, because I have not been in that situation. I have, but a very long time, so maybe my advice is a bit expired.
No, but
it's maybe just
to
talking to him and kind of talking to him firmly with love and say, you know, this means a lot to me if you could make an effort of some sort.
Communication. Absolutely.
And if he says, like, what? Don't
ask
for the jewelry yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever works, something that you want. I don't know. Not the flowers. Mm.
Well, they're not mind
feeders,
are they?
They're not. No, and no. I think, you know, men need to be nudged and reminded.
Especially our island men.
Yeah. They're quite the next level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's a very delicate one, I reckon. Or maybe you could just say, hey, I need some love. Show me some love in terms of getting me something.
Well,
here's a coupon here. Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe do something for him and go, look, babe, I've got you this. Or Valentine's coming up.
Mm. Well, I was thinking, what's to stop her?
Yeah.
You know,
showing him how it's done.
What she would like.
Get a babysitter.
Yes.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, namely him. Sometimes you just got to lead the way.
Lead the way.
That's what you want. Mm. You get that D string out, girl.
Yeah.
The way you caught him the first
take
time.
Take notes, sister. Take notes.
That's how you do it the second time. You caught him once.
That's
you
true. That's
you go
true.
To the neighbours, grab their roses from the garden, sprinkle the petals from the front door all the way to the,
that's right.
the beautiful setup.
And if he
bedroom.
Walks in and says, hey, no one vacuumed the house today. What happened?
Then that's where you need to put your robe on.
And so you're sleeping in the car.
Okay.
Kara, Neil, any other thoughts on this?
Goodness.
Really good question.
Oh, yes. You've got to show the man.
I like that cat. Show him.
If you, just lead by example. Yeah. If you want that, then show him what it looks like.
Yeah, totally.
That's so right. If I think of my dad, and my dad was not only a real island man, he was the typical island man who. Mm-hmm. Pinched his pennies, and anything that was going Absolutely. To cost even $10 had to be accounted for. Mm-hmm. And so Papa never spent money on anything that in his mind was not going to be worth it, because it doesn't feed our family. Mm. Is it going to put clothes on my so my dad was very practical that way. And I don't think that your husband or your partner, your island guy, is not showing you love, but like what my sisters here have said, you know, that he just doesn't know how, or his mindset has only been trained to do provide. And if it's anything on the extra side, what for? Let's use it for saving, so that when you and your mother or whoever from Samoa wants to come over, then we're bringing them over, because that's why I'm saving it for you. But, you know,
I guess I want to say context is very important, because I just heard you, Neil, say maybe he doesn't know how to show love.
Mm.
Our dads showed love by working their butts off to provide shelter for their family. To do the shopping, money for the shopping. Yes. You know, that was their way, because that's how they were raised.
Yes.
When you serve your family, that is love. What else is there? Mm-hmm. But it sounds like maybe this real island, gorgeous guy has met up with a not brought up in the island, you know, woman.
A westernised.
Westernised. And she's accustomed to the Valentine's Day thing. So in that context, you know, like Kat said, I love it. Talk to him or demonstrate, you know, and show him, say, this is important to me, honey, please. And then if he doesn't, then you just get the bisupo.
Put it back in the cupboard.
And say, you know what? No more bisupo this week. Among Epicili, what a really
good question. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Who's the bowl up to?
I've
what
got
number?
The bowl now.
Oh, you've got the bowl.
I have question number two.
Number two. Oh, okay. This is a good one. Am sick of family and friends asking when I'm getting married. Stop being picky, etc. People at church are the worst.
Yeah.
How do I tell them to mind their own bisinissi without going psycho?
Oh my goodness.
Now, if you want to pass that question through, unless you have and a response, you go, girl.
I do, actually. Let me just do my little two cents, and then I'll send it back to my sisters. So moving across to Hawaii for school, and I was 26 at the time. I thought it was the coolest thing ever that I'm free. And, well, I wasn't really free because my roommate was mum. So, you know, there was a form of freedom. Mm. But little did I know that she was going to her ward or different wards, and explaining to the ward that she had a 26-year-old daughter who's here for studies.
No.
And she's more than happy to, you know, like, I felt like I was being farmed out. So in the community, I was known as the daughter whose mother needed her to get married off to. That was quite embarrassing, because you'd go to family, you know, functions out there in the community, and they're like, oh, that's the daughter. Oh, kalo fai. So, I know what that feels like.
Mm.
And, but, you know, the time will come for you, darling, that when the right person is there, and you don't know where it's going to be. It might be in a dairy. It might be at the laundromat.
But I think her question, Neil, is how do I tell people
others
to mind their own business without going psycho?
I can't answer that one, because I'm thinking, what I did to cope with my little fiasco was stay in my room and cried. That wasn't because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I had my sisters all the way back here in New Zealand, and I had my mother that was...
Your mum the matchmaker.
Yes, that one. So sorry, sister. I don't know how to answer that other than to, I don't know, just tell everybody you hate them and leave them alone.
Psycho.
Sorry, but yes. Go to sisters.
Manga, Kali, thank you. Ladies. Well,
change church. Hello.
She did say family and friends.
Oh, family even.
But people at church, she said, are the worst.
Mm. Wow.
It is. They're well-meaning, but it sometimes just goes right over certain people's heads that you are a well-informed adult. Mm. You'll make your choices when it's time. You don't need that much assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're either going to grin and bear it or you're going to come up with something sharp and witty. I would say check the writings of Joan Rivers, Lucille Ball, those sharp, sassy women.
Mm. Maya Angelou.
Quick throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, get yourself something quick to say.
Yes.
You don't need to be psycho.
Mm.
Don't need to be psycho. Just need to be smart.
Mm.
But
I like
smart butt, but smart.
That's really
nice. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Cara.
Mm.
Katerina.
When I was in my 20s, people would say, you know, they'll say, oh, you're single. Yeah, I'm single. Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Now in the 40s, it's like, oh, you're single. Oh, okay.
Galofi.
You must be fussy. Something's wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with me. Mm. And it does annoy me a lot. And like a lot of people say, oh, you're just fussy and laugh it off. And it's just like, well, it's forever. It's my future. I need to know whether this person knows my worth. I can't just... And there are times where people have said it, and I say, well, I've got to be fussy because I'm worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though I'm not, but it's just like the quality, and I'm not, you know, any shade on me, the quality is it's just slim pickings, man, to be honest. Mm. And that could be for another time.
It's another show, people.
Because I don't want to go psycho.
But
slim pickings. And I think for me, something witty. Sometimes I just say, turn around and say, well, you know, I am worth it, so it does take time. Mm-hmm. Little things, little snippets like that. Or sometimes... There are times where I laughed it off, and then I think there are times where I just kind of go, give them the fake laugh to let them know that I'm doing a fake laugh, you know.
Make it obvious.
Make it obvious, because it's like, you know, I'm okay, you know, I can do things on my own.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's just to the point where I'm going, okay, you know what, I'm just happy for myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy doing my thing, and if it does happen, it does happen.
Mm.
But I feel it, because it bugs me a lot. And, I think it's just a lot of... There was one person that said, I just don't want you to be left on the shelf.
Ooh.
And I'm like...
Wow, I'll put you on a shelf.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How did you hold it together after that?
Because he was a more mature person as well, so he didn't want to disrespect, but I kind of left feeling a little bit, just a bit low, but down going, man...
That's really
get left
not
on
nice.
The shelf. I know that.
Oh,
and then,
rude.
It's just certain things like that. So it just makes me think, you know, I can be, fussy, the list, whatever. And it makes you kind of question, okay, maybe it's me.
Mm.
Maybe it's, before it was them, and now it's like, oh, maybe it's me. Or maybe it's, and they kind of have to try and just kind of pull away from that kind of the scene or people,
that
don't want it, or you see people coming through and you know the weird how the conversation's going, and if before they even say things along those lines, you kind of go, oh,
it's coming.
I'm going to go, I'm going to gap it, or whatever. I say, oh no, I'll just probably adopt children and, you know, be a single parent or something like that. You know, I kind of like, oh.
What concerns me as I listen to all your responses is that the pressure's on you.
Totally.
To almost prove something. Mm. Mm. Why should it be on women? Why aren't people being taught to mind your own business?
Exactly.
Be kind in your thinking.
Yeah.
Why go there?
Mm.
You know, so I'm just sorry that women are being made to feel pressured to come up with answers that will appease the other person.
So, because if you don't have a partner, right. then it's like you're not...
Like something's wrong.
Something's wrong with you. And it's
No. Sure. Can we do a short role play here? Can one of you come up to me? Now, I'm single. You're going to ask, you know, you're going to be one of these people. So let's do it. And I'm going to give you the answer.
Oh. What do you mean?
Like, so be like, oh, you know. There's Maureen.
Hey, Maureen, how's it going?
Hi, Neil. It's going really well.
So, how old are you again, sis?
I'm 52.
Oh, and you're not married, eh?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, how come?
Mind your own business.
Oh. So, hi, Maureen. Long time no see.
Hi, long time no see.
Oh, thank you for your gift. You came to my wedding. Did you enjoy my wedding?
Loved your wedding.
Oh, but I thought I put you and plus one.
Yes, so plus one is in my heart.
My dad. Great. My dad came with me. Okay, well... you know, let me know. I have somebody that's really is single as well. If you're interested,
mind your own business.
Okay.
I wasn't psycho. I was direct. I gave you space to say something. Mind your own
business,
sister. That's all you have to say. Nicely, mind your own business. Okay, our next question.
Where's the bowl? Where's the bowl?
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to. I just have to start going.
Go, Cara.
If you're one of the people that rock up to others and say,
yes.
Oh, girl or fae, still single. You know, don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Stop it.
Unless you're shouting that wedding. Unless you're throwing down to this. Unless that's you. Shh.
Yeah.
Get back.
Nice.
Unless you're shouting, just shh.
You heard it first here on Planet FM IQ. On air.
Don't.
Is our next question, honey? Is it
Yes, the last one. Number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Katerina.
Yes. Be gentle.
I like this guy. He's really cute.
Mm.
He asked me out.
Oh.
But first time we met was 2 years ago at family reunion in Auckland. So I think we might be related, but distant. Is it okay if we go out?
How old are you? How old is this person?
There's no, just the question.
Yeah.
Just make sure. Wow.
Yeah, age makes a difference, eh?
Age makes a difference.
In regards to their maturity.
And she...
So because IQ on air is usually for the 18 and overs, unless, you know, someone is doing on behalf of their child or something.
Mm.
Well, let's assume she's 18
she's an
or
adult.
Over.
Okay,
she's an adult. And she thinks, that, like, they're distant, they're not, they're related?
They met 2 years ago at a family reunion in Auckland. So I think we are related, but distant.
Okay. So I would check their Instagram pages and Facebook. This is a little bit stalky because I just want to know what this person is up to.
So stalking's okay then?
Well, is it stalking or is it information gathering for safety?
Well, see, for safety purposes.
Context, people,
you don't
context.
Know what that person's life is like. If they are still in certain responsibilities, do you know what I mean? I think and make sure that that person is that person that he's saying he is. So if you're single, of course you're going to ask somebody out if you're single, right? So making sure he's not married or have any other responsibilities like that. This is just myself. And then maybe have a conversation, you know, just keep the conversations going. She had conversations with him?
Just says, first time we met was 2 years ago at a family reunion. So I don't know if they've met ever since. Mm. They might have linked.
Or is it just being in like, oh, let's just meet up and have something to do. So I'm all about being cautious about, you know, what's happening. You don't want to just...
Where he comes from.
Where he's coming from, his intentions.
Nice.
And if it is, and if you do say, okay, yes, eventually, then maybe somewhere during the day in a public place.
With your mother, your father, your cousins, your aunties, your grandmother.
On the other side.
A metre apart.
Watching, a metre apart. Because remember, 2 metres actually.
Oh, 2 metres.
Distancing.
Oh, my goodness. I would eventually say yes, But
once you've done your research,
and you also made sure he's not like closely related with through your family and things like that, then
go for it. Then go for the question.
Ease into it.
And that's Caterina and her answer. Ladies, we're opening it up.
Goodness me.
Thank you, Caterina.
Do you want to get those 286 mutual friends?
Ask my mate, hey, do you know such a thing?
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, best people to know would be the generations older. Because first of all, whoever that they were hanging out with, there will have been a million photos at the family reunion. He might have just been a friend that rocked up with a family member.
That's a good point. That's right.
He might have just been one of those people on the side of the road. Hey, everyone's coming together. I'm just going to go join them. We have no idea where he's
freeloader.
Come from. But, you know, that's one of the things that I loved about our poly people is that when a sister, you know, has an attraction to somebody else and they'll pick a couple of friends. They'll say, go find out what that guy's about.
Yeah.
And these are brothers that you trust or cousins that you trust that will go out, find out the info for you, not even checking on Instagram. It's face-to-face with people that they saw him with. And then when they report back to say, nah, he's not all, you know, he's whatever, then you'll know. I mean, trust me, that's just me, people.
I totally
understand. As much as online it might have whoever it is that they have, but when you have that face-to-face and you've got cousins or relatives that you actually do trust, then they'll know. You'll get a
that's the best
opening place to find out too.
Māngaia, thank you. Mataniel, Kara.
The squad goals.
But yeah, Kara's idea too. How many family members, I mean, how many people do you have connections to?
Same aunties and uncles,
Yes, it's a given.
We're going to back it up.
Yeah.
We're going to find out, why were you at the gathering two years ago? You might be the son of the one that owns the venue.
Might have been in the catering,
Might have been the catering division. Head chef, I always think big.
Or he was pushing the bucket and cleaning up after. Yeah, that's good to know too.
You never know. Well, he might be your first cousin.
That's true.
You don't know.
Or he might even be a brother. I went to a funeral. I had to play for a funeral many years ago, and the deceased, lovely gentleman, his second family rocked up, and no one knew he had a second family. So I'm just saying, you never know.
I've seen that movie.
Oh, a movie is not like that?
But that's another show.
Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say that usually your Samoan auntie, if you're Samoan, sister, if you're Samoan or your mother, they're better than the FBI. If you are a cherished, adored daughter or niece, trust me, talk to your auntie or your older sister or your... They will have his profile,
his financial
records, his any prison
immigration
records.
Immigration status.
You can find out anything online these days. Even the relationship. If you have a good relationship with mum, she will know all the family lines and that. If you don't have a good relationship with mum, you don't want to hurt her feelings or anything, do you have an auntie or an older sister? Okay, or IQ Talanoa, send us a message.
We'll do FBI work for you, sister.
Māngaia ki le kalis. So we're coming to our last question, Kara.
It's the big one.
It's the big
number
one.
Eight.
Our time has gone really well. Thank you, ladies.
This is the one.
Kara, why do guys just look at the skinny girls? I have lots of guy friends and we are close. But they just see me as their sis and tell me all their relationship problems. Why do guys just look at the skinny girls?
The poverty of the mind.
Poverty of the mind. I'm writing
it down. Way too influenced by what's in media, what they fill their minds with. You know,
can I just jump in? This just sounds like a younger queen who has asked, maybe. So I'm just mindful of, of her courage in asking this. So poverty of the mind. Sorry, Kara, keep going.
Don't take it to heart that you're not good enough or that you're not beautiful enough. Trust me, you are. You cement that thought in yourself. don't allow others to dictate, even in matters of love, that there's a particular look. Mm. It's not the looks. You know, love and looks, yeah, they don't work that way where everyone's going to look like a model. Enjoy who you are. You really are perfect the way you are.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Cara. Ladies?
Yeah, she said it really.
I'm going to be a bit more blunt and tell you, darling, boys are stupid, okay? Yeah. And when I say that, it's any young boy under the age of 20.
What? 40? Did you say 40? Oh, under the age of 40?
Possibly 48.
Possibly 40. Okay. All right. But I'm just saying because they are so influenced by advertisements, yes, by what is out there, propaganda, what is out there in the what's in look.
Yeah.
They are fed by that. They are groomed that way. Mm. They'd walk down to the bus stop, just the bus stop even, and there's a girl there in the, you know, like, their underwear like that, yeah. So they see all of that all the time, and so it smashes in their brain. Mm. And I'm not to say that there isn't a chance for them to change. There is, but they just haven't matured to that. Mm. And unfortunately, I mean, I have two boys of my own, and when it comes to those matters of the heart, luckily I gave them a special number when they were young, you know, starting to even look at girls at intermediate, and I said, you've got a magic number, you cannot have a girlfriend till you are 45. And so that's been ingrained in their brains, because I think by 45 they'll be okay, they'll know how to treat the young ladies, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Sorry, Sally, sorry.
I love my boys, I know that they'll be married way before that, or if not, they'll at least, you know, be brave enough to say, Mum, I've got a girlfriend, which I'm sure they have during high school and I just didn't know about it. Mm. But unfortunately, the boys has just been smashed in their faces from day one. And now that internet is everywhere, and even as you're reading or scrolling a book, there are pop-ups of ads on the side. It's unfortunate their brains aren't ready to see the whole beautiful person that is not skinny or thin, that fits in a size extra small or extra never mind, you know. That's just be patient, darling. It will happen when you see, when their eyes are opened and you're ready to receive them. And even if you have to train them yourself, you know, like, even when that does happen, the magic happens, you still have to mold them, shape them, change them to become that number one guy that in your mind was the one that you were wanting. Because even when that happens, you really have to work hard to make sure that they keep to that law, that they sign the paper to say that, yes, this is what they're going to do. And you just keep reminding, not to nag, but, you know, just be patient with them, because they're not ready for you to see your beauty yet.
Yeah, create your own category, really. Like, you have the skinny, not that you're a category, but in terms of your own
uniqueness.
Like, you have the skinny girl, blah blah blah, but you just create yours, because honestly, eventually, you know, it will, the other people will actually notice you. I think it's the way you carry yourself too. So
absolutely,
you know,
I just want to say, I was the skinny girl. My sister will testify, I was a size 6 throughout my whole teenage, and I was so skinny.
It was almost embarrassing, because I'm like, I don't know her, she's not my sister.
I never noticed if boys were looking at me or not, because, you know, my mum and dad, I noticed they were looking at me. But I just want to say, sometimes, you know, even though you're a skinny girl, it's not a wrong thing.
Yeah.
I think for our beautiful queen who submitted this, I like what Kat said, make it known. You know, don't enable them to treat you as their free therapy session.
Yeah, man.
Just say, hey, you know, if you want her, go for her.
Leave me.
But I'm here, you know, I'm your friend. And if you want something more from that boy, I think you need to have that courage to open up. And if you don't have that courage, that's fine. But don't make yourself available as their therapy session whenever. And I just wanted to defend the skinny girls. You know, half the time, they're just being themselves. It's not their fault that maybe some of the boys are Googling them, or, you know, Google eyes, not Google on. Sorry, I came, you know, we didn't have internet when I was little. But I'm just saying, empower yourself, honey.
Yes.
If you like someone, tell them. And if they don't, you know, reciprocate, that's fine. They've missed the bus.
They've
you
missed
move on.
It out.
I like what the ladies have said. Empower yourself. Stand up for yourself. Make what you want known. Boys can't read minds, and they can't read posters, according to Neil, about Valentine's Day. So sometimes you have to be straight or just be happy to keep that friendship.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with staying as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that, Cara. Poverty of the mind.
Mm.
Like, yeah, don't get turned into a plan B, C, D.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Maybe, you know, there's only so many skinny girls to go around on that day, and there's all these guys, and then they're going to run out.
Because I'm not skinny today.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not skinny anymore. So it's your confidence.
Yeah.
How you carry yourself and empower yourself. Ladies, are there any final remarks you'd like to do? I'm going to play a song to finish off our session.
Yes.
But Neil, can you read out the announcement, and then Kat, Katerina and Cara will think of any last thing to say before we finish off with a song.
All right, what's coming up in the next show? Join us on Sunday the 28th of February 2021 when we will be speaking with our queen parent of extraordinary children.
Can't
wait for that. That's going to be awesome. Amazing. All right. That was our announcement. Yes. Ladies, any final words of...
of wisdom.
Yes, the wisdom.
Of wisdom.
Share is the wisdom.
I know Vili, and I just want to say that he's a beautiful man,
mm-hmm.
and he takes care of his queen very well.
Absolutely.
And he's such a gentle giant, and I just wanted to send out some love to you, bro. You're amazing and such a good role model. And so on that note from me, good luck out there in the dating and love world. And stand your ground and empower yourself and love yourself and just work it. And things will happen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, I'm still waiting, but things will happen. Just got to keep faith, have faith, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Katerina. Beautiful. Thank you.
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Amen.
Don't become shark bait.
Amen.
Look out for those barracudas.
Amen.
Love yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
You might recognize genuine love coming your way. You know, don't be in a rush. You don't need to rush yourself. You're not on anyone's agenda but
absolutely.
Your own.
Absolutely.
If you had Valentine's Day today, what's love got to do with
that?
So crack out that playlist. If you haven't played your En Vogue or your Pointer Sisters or you haven't had a little Bruno Mars today, crack out your love list and play some songs for yourself.
Absolutely.
Manuel
Neil, do you have any last comment before we go out with a song?
Just like what our sister said, love yourself before you
even think
to look at loving anyone else.
Mm.
And when that is happening, then you're all good with yourself, because no one better to love you but you to start you off.
Absolutely. Right, so, ladies, a quick vote. We've got Video by India Ari, Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars, or Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
I'm going to go with it.
Three. The threes win.
All right.
We're going out with our Tina Turner. What's
love you
got
guys.
To do? Thank you for joining us.
See you
us.
Next fortnight.
Love.
Bye-bye.
Valentine's Day 365. Yeah.
Woo.
Every day.
Awesome.
Yes.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill. Boy, me and girl, opposites attract. It's physical.